Max the Curran early doors in the National Football League is all about getting up and running, and you're up and running and winning ways against Galway tonight, 10-7. You're probably pretty pleased with that.
Yeah, look, very happy. You know, we don't have a pre-season tournament as such. You're relying on a couple of friendlies to see where you're at, and you don't really know until you get a bit of a competitive action. So we didn't know what was coming. You know, Galway's have had their bothers this last couple of weeks, the change of management and one thing another, and you know, but one thing they do have is an awful lot of talented players, and it's scary to think when they're Kildare and Clonbearn players come back how good they'll be. But look, from our perspective, you know, we had three or four girls there starting out tonight in new positions on the team and making their debuts and so on, so you know, you never know how that's going to fare out, and they're up against a very high calibre of opponent, so that bit's very pleasing. And look, you know, we know the quality of the couple of girls up front, and you'll always get scores and frees, especially when they're around. And so look, all in all, we're very pleased.
Yeah, there was a couple of chances there. I know a missed penalty from Gerley, and you know, hitting the post, Karen Guthrie, there was opportunities there maybe to put them at a complete arm's length, but you just couldn't shake them. They were dogged enough and they stuck in there. But I mean, another, you know, a green flag, one or two, it probably allows you to run your bench as well, you know, if that had to happen. But you know, trying to guard that there one and keep the points was probably the most important thing on this night.
Yeah, like, when it's a four team group like this, you know, a win is massive, and a loss is, you know, is terrible, because the margins are so small. And as I say now, look, we're probably looking, if we can get over the line in Westmeath next week, we're probably looking to being qualified for league semi final already, which is a huge comfort to be at that stage of the year. You know, it really changes the whole point of your approach in terms of your training for this period. So from that perspective, it is important. And look, it's a big occasion. It's the first time I recall the girls playing, you know, under lights in Ballybofey, and you know, live and TV into the bargain. So all those things are really important. And you know, we're all the time trying to, you know, raise the bar for ladies football and keep the flag flying. And you know, when you keep winning and winning games like this, it's a, you know, against Galway are a top four team in the country, they're a brilliant outfit. So look, every day you beat a Galway, it's very pleasing.
Yeah, some fresh faces there, you know, and from the off there this evening as well. But I suppose the more things change, the more they stay the same. I think Gerley McLaughlin cracked 7 points there the night. Missed penalty didn't bother her at all. She picked up where she left off in the second half. Suppose we're run out of superlatives at the Sears stage. She was phenomenal. But somebody else mentioned it there as well, Nicole McLaughlin putting a huge shift there in the middle of the field.
Yeah, look, poor Nicole doesn't get the headlines that Geraldine gets, but look, she's equally as important to us. You know, she goes through a mountain of work, and Niamh McLaughlin must have touched the ball 1,000 times there. And then look, Karen Guthrie again, you know, you're talking about superlatives. You know, her and Geraldine, they're just magnificent servants to the goal. And you know, between the 10 points we scored, I would say they definitely had one or two in a hand and every one of them. And sometimes people don't really count scores as points, but you know, those girls get fouled for the points that they also kick. So they're just so important for us. You know, Katie came off the bench and kicked a brilliant point as well. So it's good to have players like that coming back all the time. And look, we'll get better, no doubt. And but at this stage, it's just about getting the 3 points on the board and pointing the ship forward from there.
Yeah, on the road next time out now, I think away to Westmeath. So as you said, 2 points in the bag and going there looking to add another two, hopefully.
Yeah, our next two games, so we play Westmeath next Sunday down in Mullingar, and then we head for Mayo 2 weeks after that. So look, I think mathematically possibly not definite, but if you get over the line against Westmeath, that'll more than likely put you into a semi-final. And look, you're in a great position after that. You know, if everybody was told they were qualified for the league semi-finals in the middle of February, they'd be very happy.